We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
This is for you. The place for your night. Amen.
Viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Athlone and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanu. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahaguan, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahaguan TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Sinchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Dubai Cares helps thousands of Haitian children. In good governance news, New Zealand detainees opt for smoke-free living facilities. In science news, young Canadian inventors are honored. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 2nd, is Italy's National Day, also known as Republic Day, observing its becoming a democratic state in 1946. Italy is internationally renowned as the birthplace of many legendary talents. Among them are the brilliant artists Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci, highly acclaimed composer Antonio Vivaldi, and eminent poet and philosopher Dante Alighieri. The historic centers of several of its amazing cities, including Florence, Naples, Rome, and Siena, are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Adorned with much natural beauty, Italy is home to numerous protected areas such as the Dolomites, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and considered to be one of the most gorgeous landscapes on the globe. We wish a splendid Republic Day to the warm-hearted people of Italy.
Fly In News. Flights disturbed by Russian volcano. Officials reporting on Tuesday, May 31st, stated that the Shivalik volcano in the nation's far eastern Kamchatka province has intensified its eruptions recently after it became active again in May 2009, with ash plumes more frequent and one that is now being spewed up to 9 kilometers into the sky.
Russia's National Geophysical Service has also stated that a full eruption may be underway after observing low-level earthquakes and rocks being spewed from the crater. These risks have caused concern regarding international flights that travel through a nearby major air corridor, a number of which have been recently rerouted for their safety. No flights have been cancelled thus far. We thank the Russian officials for your close attention to this potentially dangerous situation, while we pray for the safety of all people living and traveling near the volcano. Let us join in kinder care of Mother Earth to restore her balanced and harmonious state.
Mexico wildfires prompt evacuations. While the southeastern state of Quintana Roo continues to struggle with its worst fire season in a decade, officials began evacuating children, expectant mothers, and the elderly on Sunday, May 29th, from the Francisco Uma village as two forest fires scorched more than 3,300 hectares less than a kilometer from their village. While trying to contain the blazes along with other personnel in the region, three teenage volunteers went missing last Wednesday. As the youth's father and other villagers refused to give up, more than 200 people joined the search and the teens were found on Monday, having become trapped by the fire in an affected jungle area. They were later airlifted to a hospital.
Meanwhile, with 29 fires still burning in 7 of the state's 10 municipalities, the nation has now seen more than 8,000 blazes so far this year, fueled by unprecedented high temperatures and dry conditions. With our heartfelt gratitude for the valiant efforts and loving hearts of the firefighters and volunteers, we join in thanking heaven for the discovery of the three youths as we pray for their soon recovery. May such dangerous conditions soon be lifted through our concerted benevolence in caring for the planet and all co-inhabitants, humans, animals, and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out. People in Afghanistan, Bahrain, Egypt, Iran, Libya, Pakistan, Russia, Syria, and Yemen continue to stand up for the right to freely express their views and opinions while calling for government reforms that give every citizen a chance to be heard.
Following reports that North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, airstrikes on Afghan civilian residents had caused 100 deaths this past week, Afghan President Hamid Karzai ordered an end to all airstrikes. Speaking with regret for the loss of innocent lives, U.S. presidential spokesperson Jay Carney stated that the nation would continue working with NATO and Afghan officials to reduce citizen casualties.
On Tuesday, May the 31st, Russian police in Moscow and St. Petersburg arrested 76 people for their participation in what the officials said were unauthorized protests, as the activists called for the government to respect the right to freedom of assembly and free elections.
The body of Pakistani journalist Syed Salim Shahzad was found Tuesday showing signs of torture. Prior to his death, he was known to have received threats from the nation's security forces after publishing an article linking the country's military to an illegally armed group.
Iranian minority party activist and women's rights campaigner Hala Sahabi died Tuesday after she had been temporarily released from jail to attend the funeral of her father, veteran dissident and former politician Ezatollah Sahabi. Witnesses report that she was among other mourners holding a picture of her father when a scuffle broke out with Iranian security personnel and she fell to the ground. The U.S. State Department has demanded that the Iranian government investigate her death.
As a 10-week emergency law was lifted in Bahrain Wednesday, several citizens reported that they had been forced to make confessions in order to secure their freedom. Among them were several medical personnel, France 24 correspondent Nazia Saeed, and a female teacher who told Reuters that she was threatened with gang rape to force her to sign papers vowing good behavior. Meanwhile, activists said that the government was still using violence to stop protests, with one reporting to Agence France-Presse that people in villages around the capital Manama were being attacked as they tried to gather.
In a visit to Libya, Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini stated Tuesday that leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi must leave his office and the country. Meanwhile, a boat carrying nearly 1,000 migrants fleeing the conflict in Libya arrived in Sicily, Italy.
Also on Tuesday, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki urged reforms from the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, whose resignation has been called for repeatedly by the citizens.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Tuesday expressed concern over reports of the Egyptian military cracking down on the media and other members of society, saying that this is not in keeping with the pro-democracy movement. She also called upon leaders to ensure that all legal trials, including that of former President Hosni Mubarak, follow due process and procedures.
According to a report in The Guardian, a weekend ceasefire with the Yemeni government, called by the prominent Hashid tribe, was shattered Tuesday when government forces attacked the home of leader Sheikh Sadiq al-Amar during a tribal mediation meeting, killing several other sheikhs. In clashes that followed, an estimated 40 people were killed on Wednesday in the capital city, Sana'a. At least three more citizens died on Tuesday in Taiz, where 50 had perished in a brutal government crackdown since Sunday. Meanwhile, violence continues in Zanzibar, with residents besieged as the government attacks an armed group that recently took control.
With deep sorrow for the loss of human lives and the struggles of the people, we pray for a ceasing of turmoil in every nation, and that all citizens may choose to live in peaceful dignity and shared freedom.
Rallies mark World No Tobacco Day. In raising awareness of the ill effects of tobacco use and the benefits of a smoke-free society, people from around the world participated in rallies on World No Tobacco Day, an annual initiative of the World Health Organization. In Thailand, where a smoking ban in indoor public spaces was introduced in 2002 and renewed in 2008, the Ministry of Public Health launched the seventh consecutive year of a walking rally against smoking.
Parades and other public events to curb tobacco use were also held in India, where government officials joined students, doctors, academics, and other advocates to call for initiatives that will reduce the 120 million smokers and the 1 million who die annually from tobacco-related illnesses. Sri Lanka's National Authority on Tobacco and Alcohol also reported that up to 60 people die daily in the country from smoking, while researchers in the UK have pointed out that secondhand smoke is the cause of fatality for 81% of newborns who perish from the condition known as sudden infant death syndrome. Meanwhile, the United Nations urged governments to increase their efforts to put an end to the use of tobacco, which kills nearly 6 million people across the globe per year.
Our appreciation, all leaders, government agencies, and participants of World No Tobacco Day for your efforts to protect current and future generations from this harmful substance. May the day come soon when every corner of our world is blessed with clean, fresh, and smoke-free air.
The damaging effect of tobacco are very severe and affect others as well. It is truly a death sentence. We could kill the babies just by smoking. This is how deadly it is, how cruel it is to our family members and to ourselves to bring such harmful, toxic substance into our precious body, the temple of God. So we should quit smoking. We should eliminate tobacco altogether from this world. One can overcome any bad habit within 21 days. So it is possible to quit cigarettes during that time. But during that time frame, the addicted person must keep occupied with constructive things like their favorite hobbies, spending time with good friends and supportive people, make delicious vegan food, do exercise, go to meditation class, do yoga, etc. Fresh organic vegan foods balance the brain's chemistry so that it functions best, which also can help the addiction to subside. Moreover, other scientific research has found that alcoholic beverages and meat tend to make cigarettes taste better, but fruits and vegetables make them taste less appealing. So the vegan diet is the perfect solution for quitting smoking.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion US annually in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome. More than 80% of the babies who die are exposed to secondhand smoke. Infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Iranian sailors freed in Qatar. Following a more than 2 month detainment, a crew of 16 Iranian nationals with their two ferries were released this past week. Iranian ambassador to Doha, Mr. Abdullah Sohrabi, stated that following negotiations initiated by the Iranian embassy, the 16 individuals were also cleared of all charges. They left Doha with their ships to be reunited with family in Iran's Bushehr province. We are gladdened to know of the sailors' safe freedom through the peaceful diplomacy of neighboring countries. Blessed be their return home and the future cordial relations of Iran and Qatar. Save our planet. Australian scientists call for koalas to be declared an endangered species, noting that their habitat has decreased by 80% in some places over the past 10 to 15 years, with climate change increasing their vulnerability.
Save our planet. The state of Orissa in India launches a climate change action plan to help decrease carbon emissions while increasing environmental protection and alleviating the effects of global warming.
Warning news. A study published in the American Journal of Public Health shows that majority of Americans support a ban on menthol cigarettes, which numb the throat to allow smoke to penetrate the lungs more deeply, thus increasing the rate of addiction and harm.
there. This is Jolly the Gopher, here with my adorable daughter Gopi.
We're happily following a plant-based diet. Today we have a tip for a fun family project.
You can craft a miniature house with items you have on hand, such as cardboard boxes, bottle caps, paper clips, foil, and more.
For example, you can build a fridge from a painted tea box. Cardboard can be used for the freezer section and straws for shelf frames.
What a great way to spend some creative time together, requiring little or no money.
You can look online or at the library for more construction ideas.
Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching.
Now the weather from around the world.
Humanitarian news, a Dubai nonprofit helps thousands of Haitian children. Dubai Cares, in collaboration with other humanitarian organizations, is dedicated to providing schooling and recreational activities for 82,000 primary age school children in areas affected by the January 2010 earthquake. Furthermore, at least 40,000 students will be given school kits and water and sanitation facilities will be improved at schools. In addition, 100 schools will be refurnished and another 100 given supplies that will allow them to reopen. Our sincere appreciation, Dubai Cares, for your kind assistance to the bright youngsters of Haiti. May each precious child have a loving family and the best educational opportunities with God's abundant blessings.
In good governance news, New Zealand detainees are opting for non-smoking units. At four men's and one woman's detention facilities in the country, inmates have been offered smoke-free living quarters. Prior to a ban to be implemented in July 2011, the correction institutions are providing the opportunity for non-smokers, former smokers, and those trying to quit to voluntarily live in a cleaner air environment. Those committed to stopping the lethal habit will have assistance from health services and Quitline, a telephone support and advice line. Our many thanks, New Zealand, for your efforts to promote the well-being of your citizens. May all make life-supporting choices for more vibrant futures. Coming up, young Canadian scientists are recognized for their innovations. We'll meditate on the radiant inner light now. Be back soon. More cooling news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, visionary news for an enlightening world. In science news, young Canadian inventors are honored. Grade 11 student Marshall Zhang of Toronto was the recipient of the first prize of the National Researchers 2011 Zanofi Aventis BioTalent Challenge Awards. Mr. Zhang received the accolade along with $5,000 Canadian for his demonstration of the enhanced effectiveness of combining two medicines used in the treatment of cystic fibrosis. Second place, together with $4,000 Canadian, was won by Jonathan Kosum, Simon Leclerc, and Francis Marcoglias. All 19 years old and from Montreal. The three students produced a sorbet without using animal-based gelatin. The trio was also awarded a special 1,000 Canadian U.S. dollar prize for the innovation with the greatest commercial potential. Congratulations, promising scientists, on your well-deserved recognition. We look forward to hearing about many more such wonderful discoveries and enjoying some yummy vegan sorbet.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day entitled Getting There, told in Estonian.
Isa ja poeg sõidavad bussiga. Poeg küsis, isa, millal me kohale jõuame? Isa vastas, me jõuame kohale siis, kui buss jääb seisma. Poeg küsis, millal buss jääb seisma? Isa vastas, buss jääb seisma siis, kui me jõuame kohale.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the way and message of the Kogi people of Colombia. This presentation can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you so much for helping to spread the message of the Kogis. May we all deeply listen and act on what they have to say. Glyn from the United Kingdom.
Sincere Glyn, thank you for your thoughtful note concerning the profound message of the earth-loving indigenous Kogi people. We also pray that world citizens awaken to our sacred responsibility as guardians of this wondrous planet. May heaven bless you and all the beautiful beings of the United Kingdom.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be filled with heavenly glory and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With the jobless rate continuing to drop for the fourth consecutive month, Germany's May unemployment level is the lowest in two decades, with Labor Minister Ursula von der Leyen saying that the country is now in need of highly skilled workers.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel and seven cabinet ministers embark on a visit to India, meeting initially with Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, where the two sign four agreements to expand their country's cooperative relations.
European statistics agency Eurostat announces that the rate of price inflation for the Eurozone eased to 2.7% in May relative to the same month last year, bringing some relief from a 30-month high noted in April.
An independent report commissioned by the International Federation of Association Football, or FIFA, finds that four officials alleged to have engaged in bribery, Jack Warner, Nicolas Lioz, Ricardo Teixeira, and Warari Makudi, are completely cleared of all charges.
With plans in place for a July 1st lifting of an export ban that was imposed due to drought conditions last year, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Viktor Zubkov announces that the country also hopes to release 15 million tons of grain to the world market that same day.
Following the country's driest spring in 50 years, the French government pledges several hundred million euros in aid as compensation for drought-afflicted farmers.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.